All right, good morning. Welcome back. My name is Tom. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Good morning. How are you doing? Christmas is over. Did we survive? I did, actually, and I've shared endless times on my fears and anxiety of Christmas. It's usually about money. But my latest and greatest problem, sugar. I've had it. I'm drawing a line in the sand. I'm done with this pesky nuisance. Sugar. I struggle. You know, it's bad enough to be like alcoholic and drug addict and struggle with all that shit, but then to be a sugar addict. I am a sugar addict. Feels weird to say. I mean, I'm not like jonesing, but once I have some sugar, I can't stop. It is literally like drinking. I mean, I've gotten into this weird routine of eating Reese's peanut butter cups. And I've never liked Reese's peanut butter cups. I don't know where this ever came from, but out of the blue, next thing you know, I'm a freaking Reese's peanut butter cup junkie. And once I start, I can't stop. And I've had it. I'm putting my foot down. I'm going to treat this just like I would alcohol. So today, December the 29th, is my third, I'm starting my third day. Well, all right. I mean, if we're going to do this, let's be honest, right? So yesterday, I had no sugar. And when I say sugar, I mean candy, chocolate, creamer, cookies, just sugary snacks. I did have some peanut butter on an apple. I'm sure there is sugar in peanut butter. I'm not cutting out peanut butter. I'm just, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I need to cut out peanut butter. I don't know. This may be, you may be right now currently listening to an addict justify what he's doing. But for right now, I'm not going there yet. So, you know, candy, sugary drinks, whatever it is. My main problem, like I don't drink sodas. For some reason, I've started adding a little bit of sugar back to my coffee. Probably 6-7 months ago, and maybe 8 months ago, I decided I was only going to drink black coffee. Another crazy thing I went on. So I've started to add a little bit of cream and a little bit of sugar back into my coffee. That's creeping back. And then the other thing, you know, my wife is I feel like she could eat anything and never, it doesn't affect her at all. And she likes, at the end of the night, she likes Reese's peanut butter cups. And so we usually, this is kind of bad. I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe people were going to roll their eyes at this. But for us, it's a little bit much. But we usually at night, we split a bagel. And then we have Reese's peanut butter cups. And she usually has three cups, three singular devil discs. And I get one. I have one disc, okay? But that one disc opens up the door. Because usually then she puts me a full package of two devil discs in the freezer for later. Because I usually wake up in the middle of the night and I have some sort of bullshit snack. And now I've gotten into the habit. I have my one disc. And then we end up going to bed. And then I get up in the middle of the night. And then I go to the freezer and I get the two devil discs. And then I eat those up. And then I'm like, oh my God. And I'm half out of my mind because I've been sleeping. And, you know, the addiction demon is there. He's like, let's eat more. and I'd start rummaging. And my wife has had to hide because we've decided that it's smarter for us to. I was going over to like to the Wawa and buying Reese's every night, and it was like $10. I'm like, what are we doing here? So we came up with the bright idea to buy at the grocery store bigger amounts so that we have them, and it's cheaper. That's the dumbest shit. I mean, how many? I can remember how many times I thought it would be better for me to buy a gallon of vodka because it'd be cheaper and I won't have to go to the store as many times. So what do you think happens? What do you think happened? What do you think happens when you do that or we do that? We drink it all. And that was what was happening. I'm getting up. I'm having my two Reese's in the middle of the night. And then I start looking around. And she, I mean, we've gotten to the point, she hides these Reese's from me. They're hidden. And I start looking around, and then I find them. One night, I had three packages. So I ate eight Reese's peanut butter cups. I mean, for me, that's insane. There may be people out there that enjoy more and have no issues. That's fine, but this is what I'm dealing with. And I wake up, I feel shame, I feel guilt, I feel sick, I feel gross, embarrassed. It's become a joke. I got to hide these or daddy's going to eat them. They're ripe. You know, I've talked about how, like, when my son Sam comes back from, you know, for the week, and he's always like, can we make some cookies? And I'm like, ugh, I automatically know it's going to be a bad night. And in the past, I'd make the cookies, and I'd have two cookies, and we'd each get two. And then after everybody went to bed and I got up, I would probably eat the rest of the cookies, probably 5 to 10 more cookies. I mean, what in the hell? So I am officially off the sugar. I eat too much. I drink too much. I do everything too much. Too much. And I have to treat each one of these. I mean, if it's an issue, you know, the problem I've always said about sugar is it doesn't get you put in jail. You know? I mean, there was a reason why I got sober. I mean, the train stopped. I mean, and that's kind of what it's like. It's like a freaking 100-mile-an-hour train ride. And all of a sudden it stops, and you get the opportunity to get off. That opportunity does not happen that often. And unfortunately for me, it's usually surrounded by shame and guilt and pain and embarrassment and, you know, all that stuff that comes along with, you know, a good bender. And some days, you know, that train stops, and that moment that the, you know, March 31st, 1997, whatever it was that I got punched in the face, that train stopped. And I took a chance and got off. So it's the same thing with this damn sugar. You know, I'm on this freaking train ride, and it starts to tear you apart piece by piece, slowly but surely. You know, if you had a bite of sugar and you just put on 5 pounds, you'd be like, oh, fuck, I'm not doing that again. But it doesn't do that. You know, I can have sugar and feel perfectly fine. And then all of a sudden I have sugar and I feel like I put on 50 pounds. And this is, you know, this is has nothing to do with my organs. This has nothing to do with my brain. This has to do with fat. This is about becoming fat on sugar. And it slowly happens. You know, there was this, you know, between when I was, before I met my wife, I was, you know, I was single and, you know, alone and miserable. And I mean, not miserable, but just kind of, you know, it's weird when you're with someone, you think, oh my God, you know, if this didn't work out, I could find someone in a second. And then when it's over, you know, there's nobody around. So you're like, whoa. So, you know, you feel lonely and you're sad and you get skinny, you know. I've talked about there was a time in my life I was running 5 days a week, freaking skinny as a rail and sad as fuck. And, you know, and then you know, I met my wife and we have a great life and, you know, she's a great partner and we just have a lot of fun and I don't worry and you start to get comfortable. And the bad part about sugar is that, you know, there's a lot of people in your life that don't even really have a problem with the amount of sugar you eat and at some point might even push it on you. You know, I told my wife the other day, I said, I'm done, I'm off of sugar. She goes, all right, that's okay, I support you. She goes, but you're going to still have Reese's, right? I'm like, no, that's the key that opens the door, that damn devil disc, that Reese's. You know, I can't, I have to treat this just like alcohol. And if I cut out every little thing, but I decided that I was still going to sip vodka, where does that go? I've tried that. So no, I can't, I have to stop because I feel myself, you know what I feel is I feel like my stomach is getting bigger. I don't know, something happened the other day. I don't know what it was, if it was, I ate something. And then the combination of the devil discs and the food that I ate, I have been feeling like crap. My stomach feels distended. It feels like I'm trying to suck it in. I'm like, what is going on? I feel like I'm going to have a baby. And it's just all this fucking garbage I'm eating. And so it's it. So today would be my third day. The first day, I didn't have any sugar. I did put a little sugar in my coffee in the morning with via creamer. So I'm not going to count that day. Yesterday, I was completely free of sugar. So I'm going to say my sugar sobriety date is going to be December the 28th, 2020. Yeah. And my drinking sobriety date is December the 22nd, 2000. No, 99. I don't know. 2000. Whatever. But so today will be my second day attempting to get off the damn sugar. And so I'm having my coffee. It's black. And I can tell you what, man, I feel good. I feel better. Don't you feel better when you finally get behind something? You think about it. You know, I was going to talk about procrastination today. I'll probably talk about that on the next podcast I do. But procrastination, you know, is dancing around in that little party as well. Because, you know, it's slowly, the change is slow. It's a lot like, what is it, the appendix in the back of the big book where it talks about a spiritual awakening. Excuse me. And, you know, I remember thinking I don't feel like I'm having that great of a spiritual awakening, if any at all. And it talks about it in the back of the big book where, you know, you compare yourself to today compared to yourself as you were in the very beginning. And it's the same thing with sugar, you know. One Reese's peanut butter cup a day plus the other two plus a bunch of other garbage that I'm eating to satisfy the sugar. And the next thing you know, slowly but surely, I'm fat and unhealthy. And aware of it every single day. And I'm like, you know, I'm just going to maybe cut out. I'm just going to have this or I'm just going to have that. I mean, we went through an ice cream thing. It's always something. And then over time, like I said, I didn't start off as an alcoholic. I didn't drink a whole bottle of vodka every night when I first had my first sip. But over time, these new habits show up. And the next thing you know, I have a habit of eating candy and sugar every night. And that is very bad. All right. Let's do a reading. Let's see what the big book has to say about my moment. I hope everyone did have a great Christmas. How many people out there know what I'm going through? How many people want to start today? December the 29th, 2020. Let's make this our sobriety date for getting off sugar. I'm down. Let me be your sponsor. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to be your sponsor. All right, here we go. I haven't seen this. I have not read this today, so let me see. Yeah. Once again, here we go. December the 29th, the joy of living. Therefore, the joy of good living is the theme of AA's 12th step. 12 and 12, page 125. AA is a joyful program. Even so, I occasionally balk at the taking the necessary steps to move ahead and find myself resisting the very actions that could bring about the joy I want. I would not resist if those actions did not touch some vulnerable area of my life, an area that needs help and fulfillment. Repeated exposure to joyfulness has a way of softening the hard outer edges of my ego. Therein lies the power of joyfulness to help all members of AA. I'm going to read that again. I was so focused on reading it correctly that I didn't even listen. I mean, I did. Here we go. AA is a joyful program. I agree. It is. Even so, I occasionally balk at taking the necessary steps to move ahead and find myself resisting the very actions that could bring about the joy. You know, it's the same thing with this, you know, dealing with sugar. My life is fine, right? I mean, sobriety, putting down the drink, working these steps, getting involved in a program has brought me a ton of joy. Joy that I never would have imagined. But it's little things like sugar, you know, that start to undermine my joy. And it's not, like I said, it's not wrecking my life. It's not ruining anybody else's life. But it bugs me. And I start to feel bad about myself. And I start to question, you know, If I was sober, this shouldn't be an issue. You know, all my life I tend to fix the things that are the most fucked up, the most blaring, the most in my face. Sugar isn't one of them. You know? Sugar is not one of them. I would not resist if those actions did not touch some vulnerable area of my life. An area that needs hope and fulfillment. Yeah, like my sugar thing. Repeated exposures to joyfulness has a way of softening the hard outer edges of my ego. Therein lies the power of joyfulness to help all members of AA. Well, and I do, you know, I'm trying to kind of make it about sugar, but the reality is that, you know, we walk into the rooms, we show up, you know, chest out. I mean, a lot of the times beaten down, but still, you know, chest out and tough. And you walk into the rooms, and one of the first things you start hearing is laughter and conversation. And, you know, there's a handful of things that were missing from my life. You know, I've mentioned about, you know, feeling, one of the first things I felt when I came into the rooms is feeling a part of, you know, feeling a part of a group, having responsibilities, and all these things, responsibilities and commitment, they all sound kind of tough, but they bring joy, especially to a guy like me who was a total fucking pile of shit. You know, I wasn't doing anything to help anybody, only helping myself. And, you know, it's the same thing. And to watch people come in and then, you know, you get into the rooms and you're there for a while and you watch newcomers come in and you see the same, you know, standoffish, I'm just here checking it out. And then they start to feel like they're a part of, and they start to, you know, that's why they say, you know, go up and shake people's hands, introduce yourself. For a person to walk in off the streets for their first day and start shaking people's hands and looking people in the eye and introducing themselves would probably be, for the most part, unheard of. And if they are doing it, there's probably some fucked up shit in there too. Right? You know, and to see people start to become part of it, it's a miracle. It's a miracle to watch that transition happen. So how, like I said, you know, that's what I'm working on. That's what's in my life today. I was going to talk about procrastination. I'll talk about it next time, but I've been procrastinating on this. You know, because when I say that I'm not having any more sugar, I'm giving up a lot of stuff. Definitely giving up my devil discs, but the creamer and, you know, cake and I also have to be careful because I think I just have this habit. I'm addicted to eating stuff sometimes. Like I'm in this weird freaking routine where like I go to bed and then I seem to wake up about midnight and I'm hungry. And it's become a habit. So then I go out to the kitchen and that's where I usually have those damn devil discs. But now I have to either break this habit, and I don't know if I can. I'm just a different, when I wake up, I'm just this different guy. I'd have to bring him on the podcast and talk to him, but but that's a habit. So, you know, now I'm trying to figure out what I can have a snack on. So, like last night, I had an apple with some peanut butter. I mean, that's pretty healthy, right? Yeah, but I, you know, sometimes I start, and this isn't the first time I've tried to address this, but sometimes I'll start replacing it with other shit. Like, for some reason, I bought this tub of, like, little pretzels with the peanut butter inside. Now I'm waking up and I'm having, like, a handful of that. There's still sugar in that peanut butter. You know, the pretzel basically chewed and swallowed ends up turning into sugar anyway. So, I don't know. More shall be revealed, but I'm putting it out there, and fingers crossed. Is anybody else stressed? You know, send me a note, send me a comment, send me a thought, send me a topic. You can follow me at the Instagram. I'm sorry about last night. We had a great, great, great Christmas. I talked about Christmas and how I struggle and worry and. And, you know, what I've learned over the years is to really try to get a plan, get some information, take care of, you know, what the kids and people want, and just be good with it. And that's what we did this year, and it was fine. But I do remember getting into bed going, I don't know if I got my kids enough. I'm feeling a little bit bad about it. But, you know, not much I could do at midnight on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning, so just went with it. The kids were fine. I'm also at a point where, like, my oldest son, he wanted an Apple Watch. And I think I've talked about this. I We tried to give each kid $300. We go over a little, like I said, but, you know, he wanted his the Apple Watch was basically his whole gift. And then the other ones, the other kids got, you know, smaller things. So it felt like they got a lot and he didn't get much. But it was value, right? And he understood that, but I kept forgetting. So So I had to work it out, but it worked out. He was happy, and we're not broke. And there wasn't too much infighting this year with Christmas, which usually happens. I know it's just a stressful time of the year, and but we're through it, and I'm glad to see it leaving. I'm ready for the next. I guess we got New Year's this week. I was just looking at my book. This has been a weird week for holidays. Like, I think the New Year's Day is Friday. I'm working. I booked it up. I'm like, you know, when would you usually want to work on New Year's Day? You know, that used to be the day where it was like a lot of recovering and probably eating too much sugar and all sorts of other shit and just feeling like shit. But, you know, one of the great things about being sober is that I, you know, I can work on New Year's Day and be happy and not have to worry about feeling like shit. So anyway, that's what I got for today. Stay tuned. The sugar battle will continue. I'm hoping that I do not have sugar and that I can start losing a little bit of weight. I would feel better. All right. Have a great day.